This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1119, Dreaming About Band 9 IELTS Speaking Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You may be asked about dreams on IELTS speaking, and you need to be ready with topic-specific vocabulary and high-level ideas. Today, you'll hear three Band 9 sample Part 3 answers about dreaming. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Aubrey, I have a question for you. Have you had any dreams lately?
Yes, I actually just had a dream a couple nights ago that was like a dream within a dream, like on the movie Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's such a cool movie.
It's such a cool movie. And that happened to me. I dreamed that I was dreaming something and woke up and acted based on the dream. And then I woke up and realized that I was dreaming about having a dream and waking up. It was very Inception and kind of crazy.
I love dreams so much. Dreams are so fun. I love talking about them. I love thinking about them. I don't put a lot of stock in them, which that's a great idiom, guys, to mean like I don't think they actually mean a lot, but I do find them endlessly entertaining. Guys, before we get to the sample part three answers that we're going to offer today, I want to remind you guys that we are having a contest this month. The two people that share this podcast the most win prizes. You get a month of free All Ears English transcripts. And then another prize is you can get a free chat or interview or class with an All Ears English host of your choice. So guys, definitely sign up. And even if you don't win prizes, guys, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart that it means a lot to us that you guys do like our show, and especially that you like it enough to share it with your friends. So if you know anyone studying IELTS, guys, share this podcast. Go to allearsenglish.com/share contest to sign up to become an IELTS Energy Ambassador. It's super fast, guys, to sign up. And then you get a personal link and you could share it immediately on social media, email, text. This site makes it just so easy to share right away.
That's so nice. Oh, guys, I'm excited for this. We're going to talk about dreams today. This can definitely come up on both part one, asking, you know, do you dream much at night? Do you remember your dreams? Personal questions like what we answered at the beginning of this episode. And then definitely in part three, sort of more the questions you're going to hear us answer today. And you need topic-specific vocabulary.
Exactly, exactly. So guys, as we give you our spontaneous answers, just like you'll do on your exam, I want you to take note about a couple things. Go ahead and write down any vocab we use that you find interesting, and I want you to really listen to our pronunciation, the intonation, the stress. Do we sound serious? Do we sound excited? How are we exhibiting emotion in our answers? So, okay, let's dive in here. So, Aubrey, I'm going to ask you first, okay?
Okay.
Why do you think people dream?
I think their brains are just firing. The synapses are firing away. And the deeper they're sleeping, if they're really sawing logs, then you get in that deep you know, REM sleep, the REM phase. And so that it makes you dream. And it's all based on your life experiences, memories coming back, random little things that you've thought about. So I don't buy into the thinking that they're super deep and they're telling the future or, you know, nothing like that so much. I think it's kind of random and just fun. And I don't read into it too much.
I love it. Okay. First, I want to highlight the phrasal verb you used, buy into, because we just taught you guys that at the end of our last episode. So recycling our lessons here, guys, so you can learn even more. I love it. So to buy into means to believe in something. To saw logs means to sleep deeply. I always like associate that with snoring as well for some reason, but I don't think... I don't think it has to be also snoring. Just in my mind, to saw logs means to deeply sleep and snore.
Totally.
REM is an acronym, not the band. This way, it means rapid eye movement. So that's, you know, a more academic term to use in speaking part three. And then another phrasal verb, to read into something. It means to look for a deeper meaning in something, to read into it. So, okay, so much great vocab. All right, my turn.
Okay, do people in your culture think that dreams can predict the future?
Some do, for sure. You know, honestly, it's difficult to just give you one definition of what people in my culture would say, because the American culture is so diverse and especially today, highly separated. But yeah, definitely there is a segment of society that would say their dreams can predict the future. And they read Sigmund Freud's, you know, analysis of dreams. I don't remember the name of the book, but I read it in college. I'm sure other people did too. And maybe they took it really seriously, you know. And I think sometimes people share their dreams with their psychoanalyst or their therapist and sort of pick them apart and try to discover clues about their trauma or what's bothering them. But as far as predicting the future, I don't think as many people believe that, but some for sure do. And actually, okay, to be totally honest, I legit had a dream that predicted the future when I was in high school. I dreamed about walking through a house and there, like, a mirror was on the wall above a fireplace. And then, no joke, a month later, we moved into a new house that was exactly like the one in my dream. So that's crazy. But yeah, okay, maybe I do believe it.
Thank you, right? I'm like, okay, maybe as an examiner, actually, but I want to hear the story. That's the best if you're the examiner's not going to cut you off because you're telling a really interesting story and they want to hear it.
I've totally done that before. Just let a person talk. I'm like, this is good. I'm not stopping this. Guys, remember, it's not bad to be stopped by the examiner. It just means they have to control the time.
Yep, they just got to ask another question. Oh man, so much great vocab. So first of all, I want to highlight a filler phrase that Jessica used. Go back, make sure you listen to this again for her to say, it's difficult to give you just one definition of what people in my culture would say. I mean, all of this, if you don't know what to say yet, say that, right? While you think of a good answer.
Yeah, there's a lot of filler at the beginning.
No, it's so smart though. You have to have that to avoid the pause, the hesitation while you think of your answer. And then great vocab to talk about a diverse population. Lots of different people, lots of different ideas, and then say a segment of society, meaning, you know, one particular part of that diverse culture. And then to talk about Freud and your psychoanalyst or your therapist, such great high level, less common part three vocab, band nine vocab for part three. And then a really good phrasal verb. Pick apart to say, you know, oh, to have your psychoanalyst pick them apart, pick apart your ideas is a really good phrasal verb we use to mean think about the individual pieces of something. You know, you're dividing it and thinking about that. And then the best was right at the end when you say, I legit had a dream, legit, to use legit this way. And then to say, and then pause, no joke, pause, this is what happened. Oh, such good intonation, such high level vocab.
Thank you. Oh, I feel very confident in my English now. Thank you so much. Okay. Oh, man, I love sample answer episodes because we just get to compliment each other a lot and it's so fun. Okay, this is the last one, guys. All right. Aubrey, is it possible for someone not to dream?
I don't think so. People might tell you that they don't dream, but I think that just means they don't remember their dreams. I think at some point during the night, some nights, everyone has dreams because we all have the same, firings working inside our cerebral cortex. And it's just, I think it's impossible to avoid that. But definitely possible for someone not to remember a dream, like me. I hardly ever remember dreams.
That was awesome. I love it. All right. So awesome vocab, of course, but how, like, I love at the beginning, slowing down is also a way to fill time. Like if you slow down at the beginning, it increases your pronunciation score and it helps you have time to think, right? Like the way you said that at the beginning, you're like, I don't think, and it's like stretched out, right? Yes. But also great academic vocab, like cerebral cortex. Ooh, fancy brain talk, guys. And hardly ever means almost never. And I think students use that inappropriately sometimes, or not inappropriately, but incorrectly. So that's a lovely phrase as well. I mean, I agree. I think it's part of our just like systems that we have to dream. You know what I mean? Like our brains have to empty out and process all the bits of information that they've taken in, either meaning to or not. They have to like, it's like the garbage dump sort of. Yeah, it's a brain night. Dump. Brain dump. There you go.
I love it.
Okay. All right, guys. So thank you for listening today. And please share this episode or any episode that you love with your friends, anybody that's studying for IELTS or even just learning English, guys, because we talk about vocab, pronunciation, so many things that will help everyone learning English. So definitely share the show, guys. It helps us out, but you can also win prizes. So sign up to be an All Ears English, an IELTS Energy Ambassador. Go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. I think I said share contest before. allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest.
Nice. Yes. Awesome. Thank you in advance for sharing the podcast. We love you guys. We love our listeners and we want your friends to be able to listen too. So yes, share it.
Awesome. All right, Aubrey, have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.